to Trinity Dallas. We pray that this message will be a source of encouragement and hope in your life today. Enjoy today's message.
Happy Mother's Day again. I'm Pastor Joe's wife, Nancy, and we're happy that you guys are here and joining us online. I want to start with Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Never quit. Never stop. Keep going. We need each other. I love horse movies. Anybody else in the room love horse movies? They really move me. And they just always have such a strong message. There's the movie Secretariat. I'll give you some names so you guys can go home and watch them. National Velvet, Elizabeth Taylor, Mickey Rooney, a long, long time ago. Black Stallion. Oh, just such a great movie. War Horse. Most carry a theme of brokenness to healing to hope, which is my message this morning. That's pretty much like our lives on earth. Every one of us, J. John came Easter Sunday and he said, we all need a Savior. We all need each other because we are broken people. The clip that we just watched is from a movie called... Yeah, I could. Y'all were so much more rowdy than the first service, and I don't mind rowdy, so I was like, yeah. The movie is Seabiscuit. I've offered all my grandkids. I said, Fancy will give you a $20 bill if you'll watch it with me. I still have a whole bunch of 20s sitting in the drawer. I don't know if they're just not... They're not ready for it or whatever. But I tell you, this movie is so strong, and it is a true story, a true horse. Back in the days, the Great Depression, it's just amazing. The owner had lost his son, so he was a broken man. The trainer just felt like his days were over. And the jockey was played by Tobey Maguire, and he was angry. Together they came, just formed a bond to see if they could get Seabiscuit to run. Seabiscuit was a wild horse. It took a lot of work for all of them to heal from the pain, to trust one another. Again, this is so much like our lives as we begin to trust and heal from brokenness. I'd encourage y'all to watch this movie. Seabiscuit won America's favorite horse that year. And again, it was back in the Great Depression. It sort of brought our nation together. Did anyone happen to watch the Kentucky Derby yesterday? Yeah. So a month ago, I told Pastor Joe and a few people on staff I wanted to share this movie and call it Run for the Roses and Heading to the Winner's Circle. Well, Pastor Joe and I got back from church camp. And we got back in time to watch the Kentucky Derby. I didn't even know it would be showing the day before when I would be sharing this. Anyway, the horse that won, 80-1. Remarkable, remarkable, Rich Strike. And if you all want to watch it later this afternoon on YouTube, he literally came from last place, from behind, and pushed that horse. As the winner, y'all should have heard the announcers. It's so fun when the one that wins, they weren't expecting. The two that they really thought would win, they were following them. And here comes Rich Strike, 80-1 long shot. I think he found out he was going to race Friday. A horse had scratched. When they talked to the owner, you could tell they were sort of really still in shock. And he said, I was just going to quit this business. And then he called the trainer and a friend, and they said, don't give up yet. Isn't that like our lives? You know, if we don't believe it ourselves, others don't believe that we're going to make it to the winner's circle, that we're going to run for the roses, that we're going to heal from our brokenness and have hope and dreams again. I told Pastor Joe that could not have set up in my heart my message for today. I mean, it was just wild. I mean, we were crying and, I was crying, Pastor Joe. He don't cry that easy. I was crying and cheering and just, but I love comeback stories. Well, it's the year of the comeback, Pastor Joe. How about that? I was looking back at some past Mother's Day messages. This is the day of the year that Pastor Joe is so gracious. He lets me jump up and bring a word from the mama's heart to you all. And I saw such a similar thread throughout my messages. This is us. That's from The Greatest Showman and Barnum and Bailey. And the movie is so good. But basically, if you look around, this is us. This is who we are. We're all coming from different backgrounds. We're all coming from brokenness to healing. But we are who we are. The nationalities, the different generations. This is us. Devil Not Today was one of my messages, too. And it hit at a time where we got to fight. We have to really be aware for ourselves and others. The devil doesn't want us to heal. He doesn't want us to run for the roses. He doesn't want us in the winner's circle with a blanket of roses on our back. Tenacious Spirit was another title. My daughter and I landed. We shared that Mother's Day. And I thought, you know what? It takes a tenacious spirit to be a mother, to pray through a lot of things for your children. And yeah, you just can't sit back and just hope it all works. Sometimes you've got to fight, and it takes work. You've got to trust God. You've got to trust yourself again. Mothers want our children to heal from brokenness and have hopes and dreams again. Another message I had was we are family. Again, it's like our natural family, our spiritual family. I think the sooner that we accept it, the better. We are family. I was telling the first service, I am going to be 64 in June. Time, thank you. Time doesn't stop. It goes on. So I'd encourage us, get busy. Get about the Father's business. Begin to recognize where we are broken and be so ready to heal. It's kind of like an at the movies day, y'all. I was going to give out popcorn and have y'all pop open a little soda can next time. Next time, okay, Pastor Joe? So I have three clips, short clips from a movie called Dreamer. Anybody see Dreamer? It's got Dakota Fanning. Man, y'all have your work cut out for you. Go see all these movies. But Dakota Fanning is absolutely amazing in this movie. A very, very broken family. The relationship between her father and grandfather is just not good at all. Her name is Kale Crane in the movie, and all she wants is time with her daddy. They acquire a horse with a broken leg. And this hope that they have together, to work together with this horse. But something happens, and the father sells the horse, so I want us to listen as he reads a paper that she wrote in school, and you can feel the emotion of the father as he's reading this paper that his daughter wrote. Let's watch the clip.
Once upon a time, there was a noble king. He lived in a beautiful castle overlooking green fields. An evil storm cast darkness over his castle. And before he knew it, dark nights had begun to take away his kingdom one piece at a time. But our king was a warrior, and he knew that if he could find his magic horse, he could restore the kingdom to greatness. He was not like most kings. He was quiet and kind. Everyone loved the king, which he may not have known. He searched and searched and finally rescued his horse from a raging river. But by the time he'd freed his horse, his kingdom was gone and he had given up. But the horse knew better than he. The horse took him over mountain ranges and across raging rivers. When it finally looked like they would die, the horse asked him to trust him. And King didn't know if the horse had really spoken to him or he just hadn't had anything to eat in a few days. Not soon after, the horse attempted to climb a mountain so steep the king was sure it would be their deaths. But the horse reached the top. And at the top, they found his kingdom restored. All those who loved him greeted the king with pie and coffee. Buck your crane.
You keep these?
Yes.
At this point in the movie, he has sold the horse. What I saw so strong in this clip watching the movie is the forgiveness of the daughter. The horse began to bring about a lot of healing for their family. But I also found in this clip that the father's realizing that he had done something that had caused a lot of pain. I want to encourage us as we go through this life that forgiveness really is a powerful thing. It's very important, and I think the older I get, the longer we're in the ministry. It's going on 37 years. Some people are really locked into unforgiveness, and it's destroying their life. My hairdresser's name's Larry, and I love Larry. We talk a lot about the Lord. He's homosexual, and I love him. And he's hated his father, and his father passed away years ago. And we talk a lot, you know, when I'm in there. And he said, Nancy, lately I hear a Barbara Streisand song, I think from Yentl. And he went over to the corner of the gym, and he just cried out. He's 73. Dad, I love you. I love you. I'm so sorry. It wasn't your fault. Again, I just always want us to be so mindful and humble. What have my actions done to cause great pain? I just think it takes humility to go before the Lord. What have I done, Lord? Just my ears are open. My heart is open. I'm ready. I don't want to stand in the way of someone's walk with you. But also, God, where do I need to forgive? And I know we've all heard this, but forgiveness does hurt us. But it's a serious thing, and sometimes we really need help. But I tell you, with God, all things are possible. This is amazing. Joe and I were looking at over all of this, and in Deuteronomy, and I saw this as he's reading the paper from his daughter. In Deuteronomy, it says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, and therefore it's up to you to choose. And this young girl in the movie chose at 11 years old to forgive her father. And when you see the movie, the horse is helping them to heal. But you also could see in the father, let me take responsibility for what I've done. In the next clip, she's about 11 years old. Her name is Kale Crane in the movie. And this is amazing, y'all. They get the horse back. She wants to bring life and hope back to her family. And so she says, why not us? Why not Sonia Dorr? This is a true story as well. Let's watch clip two.
I want to thank everyone for coming. And I've scouted all of Sonia Dorr's possible races. And I've picked one I know she can win.
Really?
Good.
And when is this race?
Saturday, October 29th. Mm-hmm. Gotten the best jockey. His name is Madeline Vallarta.
Wait, I'm mainly by art, though.
No idea.
You once told me you were the greatest jockey in the world, and I believe you.
That'll teach you.
Thank you, Kale. Thank you, but I can't. I'm not ready. I'm, fat, and I gotta slim down, right, man?
I'm pretty sure the 29th of October is the same day as the running of the Breeders' Cup Championship, isn't it?
Biggest day in racing.
Yeah, the Breeders' Cup is what, 8 races worth $14 million?
Yeah, so I don't think you want to run in any race on the same day as the Breeders' Cup.
You're right. We shouldn't run in any race the same day as the Breeders' Cup. That's why we're going to run in the Breeders' Cup.
Ho ho! That's ambitious.
Well, you know, you can't just show up with your horse at the Breeders' Cup, honey, and say, hey, I'm here. I want to run in the Classic. It just doesn't work that way.
Be nice if it did.
Do you know what the selection process is?
14 horses. First 7 are greatest stakes wins, points. Last 7 are... No, I don't, really.
The last 7, they base on overall performance during the year. But they do have the ability to make a judgment call. I'm going to take a shot. It's a long shot, but why not Sonia Dor? Why not us?
Why not Sonia Dor?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we going to the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah. Did you really not know how the last 7 horses were chosen?
No, I didn't. Really? Why would I? I'd never been there. But if Sonia does get in, I can tell you there's going to be huge fees for a race like that. So, this is a pipe dream.
Remember dreams, Ben? This one's Kale's.
My younger brother was here at our first service, and I could see him out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, for the last 10 years, it's been pretty stressful, and most of my brothers and sisters just didn't have a good relationship with him. His name is Rocky, y'all. He's the original Rocky. I know now I have a dog, Rocky. But I think I just love this. I think it's very important that we ask ourselves along the way, how are we doing? Are we continuing to dream? Do we have dreams anymore? Do we want to quit? Are we encouraging ourselves and our others? What is the atmosphere around us? I can tell you something. Living with Pastor Joe, I think I tell people all the time, I live with him. He is the same man that you hear from on Sunday that he is at home. And I remember being raised Catholic. And so when we got into all of this and the church wasn't, the Catholic Church and Spirit-filled and just a Bible church. And I just remember praying, God, let him be the same man at home. I don't think I could have taken it if he wasn't. He's so full of faith, y'all. For all of us. He's rock solid. And I love it. People have been writing us about getting a new campus, and it's so funny because he's 63, I'll be 64, and people are like, y'all are still at it. Way to go. And it's like, I think they think we're like 84, It's like, we're just totally in our 60s. I didn't think we were supposed to stop. But you know what I love in this clip? She says, why not us? Why not, Sonia Dor? This is a true story. Y'all gotta see these horse movies. But I'm telling you, this whole thing, the family, it will pull at your heartstrings because it's true. If we step back, our relationship with our parents, our siblings, our friends, even inside the church. I shared earlier, the last 2 years have been very challenging for the church in America, for the church here. And I can genuinely tell you that our team, our hearts, is that everyone would heal from the brokenness. There was such pain inside of people that I didn't know existed. The racial pain and all that was going on, y'all. And I promise you, our hearts are set to do the will and the work of the Father and to heal from brokenness and have hopes and dreams again, though. That, I think, was one of the biggest things that the devil did. He just wanted to take out many of us. I'm going to crush them. I'm going to leave them broken. They're not going to heal. They have no more hope and no more dreams. I think mental health went up. I think suicide went up. And so I tell you, there are differences, y'all. And I think Pastor Joe just did months of listen, learn, and love. And that's just stayed in my heart, because some of the battles, y'all don't, we don't know what people have been through. And we want to run for the roses together. We want each one of us to end up in the winner's circle. I read this earlier, but yesterday our daughter Landon brought over a ton of tulips, which I love. But her card was so amazing to me. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. The greatest gift you've ever given me is the gift of showing me the Father's love. And I think if today was my last day, that's what I'd want to leave with you all, is how much the Lord loves us, how much we need him, how much we need to heal. It is his heart that we hope and we dream. Get a clear picture that the devil doesn't want healing, he doesn't want hope, and he doesn't want dreams. This is awesome. In Psalm 133, it says, "Behold how good and pleasant it is that we're together in unity." And guess what it says? For your natural family, spiritual family, church family, that the Lord will be in the midst of us when we're unified. Let's take a look at the final clip. And y'all, again, it's a true story, but I want you to feel the emotion of joy. They are in it together. The jockey worked hard to get better. The trainer, the father, the grandfather gave all the money he had. But that Kale Crane stood her ground. I know it's a movie, but it's a true story. To keep the family together, let's watch the third clip.
Great champion. When you ran, the ground shook. The sky opened and mere mortals parted. Part of the way to victory, where you'll meet me in the winner's circle, where I'll put a blanket of flowers on your back.
So I want us to be the Kale Cranes of our natural family, the church family. And this is what can happen when we work together. I have one final scripture. It's 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. I want to ask us, how are we doing? And I really hope and pray the Holy Spirit will work on us and show us where we are broken. Be aware of it. Are you working to heal? Are you able to dream again? Do you have hope for the future? Do you have a vision of together with others, we run for the roses that we end up in the winner's circle. And there is a show on TV that says, "Will you accept this rose?" And I just have a few people that I know are here this morning, and they have not quit. The scripture that's on this rose says, "Let us run the race that is before us and never give up." Hebrews 12:1. Laura Weir, will you accept this rose? Laura and her family years ago trusted the Lord and Pastor Joe and went and planted an amazing church in Croatia, and they went on over into Hungary to help. And she has her beautiful daughter, Elliot, with us in the back that's cerebral palsy. And we love you, Elliot. They came back to the United States and to help raise her. There are just no words. You have never given up. You've never quit. If you spend 5 minutes with Laura Weir, it is all Jesus. It's all the Word of God. She will make you cry and laugh in the same moment. But I would say, well done. And to her best friend, Jill Wilhite, will you accept this rose? Actually, her daughter Emily is right here on the second row. You're going to love this. We bought this building. Emily, stand up so we can see how darling you are, darling. Isn't she, darling? Well, when we were buying this building, I'm telling you, it was up to the last minute, and Emily robbed her piggy bank. It was all in a baggie. She walks in with her mom and Laura and all the kids. She put that baggie down. She said, "Pass it, Joe. He has all the money you need to buy that church." And we love you. And look here, honey. Look here. Look here. And Jill lost her son, Benjamin, a few years ago. The exact same thing. God, you both. You've never quit. You've never given up. You're running for the roses. You and everyone around you will end up in that winner's circle. Because you've allowed God to heal the brokenness. That gets excited for us, y'all. They cheer us on. And I just, that's how I see God works this thing out. You don't want to do it alone. I promise you. I don't know if I can get Milena. Milena Verrill. One more, y'all, because I have two girls that I'm going to do. But I tell you, Milena's rock solid. I don't know where we'd be without her. She came at the very beginning. You know what's in her spirit? Why would I go anywhere else? I mean, who believes like that anymore? Who has that in their spirit, right? And she's been so faithful. Their home was hit by the tornado a few years ago. She and Dan have been working on that. She's rock solid for her natural family, for her spiritual family. You know, I'm going to prophesy you'll be up here, girl. You'll be bringing, I don't know, on Mother's Day, because that would be, that won't work. It's Pastor Joe's wife. But I'll give you a Sunday. I'll work on it. I live with the guy. You're so ready. And when I met her, she was so shy. And I just pushed her, I think, right out of the nest a bit. I mean, I didn't do it. The Lord did it, because he knows there's messages inside of you. It's amazing when she opens her mouth, you're just like, are you kidding me? Okay, can someone run me one more? Hi, Barb. Here's my sister right there. It's right there in the foyer. Camille and Kelly, I want y'all to accept the rose. Well, never mind. I'll get you one that has a scripture on it. You need the one with the scripture. I love you both so much. There are single gals that are on the front row. They don't miss anything. And you know what? I think Mother's Day messages are always a little sensitive for me because I think you are mothers. I think you're mothers to all of us with your wisdom. You've never given up. You love the Lord. You love people. You love the unlovely. And I tell you, it doesn't take 1 minute on the news, y'all. We're going to have to learn to love people that are way different than us with all the issues. Okay, awesome. The team is up here. Pastor Joe's going to close us out. But what we wanted to do, you guys, stand up, please. We're just going to sing one more stanza of the blessing. But I want you not only sing it for yourself, but for others. And then Pastor Joe will close us up. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to dive deeper into today's message, go to trinitydallas.com/sermons to receive your copy of the notes. If today's message encouraged you, do someone else a favor and share it with them. Also, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. A special shout out to all those who partner with us through their giving. Your contributions have enabled us to touch the lives of people in our community, as well as around the globe. Visit us at trinitydallas.com/give to partner with what God is doing through Trinity Dallas. God bless.